This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lots of meat and potatoes await you. Yes, the basics here on the TJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, without Jennifer Horn, and with the components of other ladies. Victoria would be one of them. Kara would be the other one. Yes, Victoria Keith and Kara Schillen on board with Doug Steffen on the DJV show. So what do we have, Victoria, that you have spotted that you think will intrigue people, that's also a trender? I think I used that three times in a sentence, probably one time too many. What do you think?
Well, there's a safety alert this morning that's got a lot of parents worried. Pfizer is voluntarily recalling 28,000 bottles of children's Advil in the bubblegum flavor due to mislabeled dosage cups. And so what happened is the packaging mistake could potentially cause an overdose in children. So the company has distributed the affected 4-ounce bottles nationwide in May and June. The label instructions provide dosing instructions in millimeters, while the cups instead show teaspoons. One teaspoon contains approximately 5 milliliters, and it would be very easy to give too much medicine to the kids. So children's Advil is actually the most commonly used drug in the country to reduce fever and minor aches, sore throats, flu, things like that, and even toothaches parents use it for. So Pfizer is urging every parent to go check your medicine cabinet immediately if you've got the liquid bubblegum flavor, and then follow the instructions on their website to see if you have one of the mislabeled boxes, and you can return it and get a correct one.
What do you make of that? What do you make of the use of these sorts of things? And do you ever think, what was it like before? How did people take care of aches and pains before this stuff, this type of thing existed? Do you ever think of that?
No. I don't. It's
not,
really.
It's not bad that you don't. That's the way I think.
What, I'm just happy that we don't have to do what the frontier people did, which is probably like, what, bite down on a stick or something?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say that, or we always talk about rubbing, like, what is it, brandy on your gums and stuff to help with teething. So,
right.
I mean, stuff that people did in the past was maybe not necessarily great for you either.
Right.
All right, so under the circumstances, are these people the way that it seems normal? You know me, I always look for whatever's under the rock to expose, if there is a need to expose something. Is there more to this than what meets the ear?
Well, I think we don't know if any child has already overdosed on it, and this is from May and June, so apparently this is.
We're just hearing about it now. It's August, the end of August.
Yep.
It's August the 30th.
Yep.
So this is 3-4 months ago. How much
that's
of
when
this
the batches
is
were made.
Protection? Yeah, but how much of this is protection for them and not for the
well,
people who have
the
used
FDA
it?
Has the FDA tweeted about this. So they tweeted about it yesterday afternoon. So if the FDA knows about it, I don't know if Pfizer alerted the FDA and said, "Hey, we made a mistake with our bottles," or if children have been made sick by it and then they've contacted the FDA. So I don't know which one came first there.
Chicken or the egg?
Exactly.
Walk, walk, walk. All right, speaking of the government, the General Services Administration, another one of the alphabet soup parts of the government, has misled, if not you, they have misled the Congress and therefore you on some of the aspects of the new headquarters project that's being built, the new FBI building. The Office of the Inspector General has released this week a 36-page report. It says in the report that the agency misrepresented the White House's role in the plan to rebuild the FBI, as well as the cost of demolishing the old building and rebuilding the new one. The original plan for the new FBI headquarters was to find land in the suburbs to build something that's more secure than what they have now, according to them anyway. The plan was shot down in favor of raising that building. I always love that term. The way the English language, this is, by the way, folks, this is a diversion for a moment. Raising, R-A-Z-I-N-G. You raise a building to raise a new building. R-A-I-S-E. Anybody find that interesting? Besides me?
I always think it's, I actually have thought about that. I always think it's funny when you're raising it, but...
But you're raising it. After you raise it, you raise it.
You're leveling it.
Yes, raise it and then raise it. Anyway, the Inspector General found that the General Services Administration, through its administrator, Emily Murphy, had meetings with the President, Chief of Staff, to discuss the headquarters plan. But when she was asked at a congressional hearing if the President or anybody else at the White House was involved in the plan, she said that everything came from the FBI. Okay, so I guess what? So what? So why are we, I'd like to dig a little more deeply into this. I'd like to know why we're building. I didn't even know. Did anybody else?
This was the first I heard of it.
I
didn't know we were redoing the FBI building.
No. I want to know why we're rebuilding it. What is there at the moment? The cost? What's the cost?
Well, it looks old, but that's about it, right?
Well, but all the buildings in Washington have that certain character. It's not old, please. Age brings character, doesn't it? Brings about character.
Yeah, and well, so, all right, then I'll just say it. It's an ugly building.
Ugly building. Many of the buildings in Washington also
are
ugly.
Looks like a radiator.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe they wanted something that was... looked better. I don't know.
Yeah, but at what cost?
Obviously it's going to cost millions.
Yeah. This is a way to take a shot at President Trump again, whether he deserves it or not. Not making that judgment.
I totally disagree. This is a shot at the FBI. They weren't being transparent. I don't think this has anything to do with Trump. Now,
she
met with Trump and with General Kelly, but that could have just been to go over plans for what they wanted to do. I don't think that this is, and I'm, I don't defend him for much, but I don't think this has anything to do with him. I think this is the FBI completely, and this woman not being transparent and then sort of lying about it in her testimony.
Fortune magazine says Trump was involved, and he may have had more of a role in this than the FBI or the GSA.
Okay, is that allowed or not allowed? I think the point is she lied about it.
Well, so, and she's at the FBI. The FBI lies? No, please, tell me that's not true.
I know, it's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really. I want to know why we need a new building. That's kind of what I want to know. Building a new facility. And if, in fact, they tear down the old building and build up a new one there, where do they go in the meantime? Because building a new building is 2 or 3 years.
Right.
At least. This is a dream come true, according to the New Republic, for the president. Thinks that the president, he doesn't like the new, current headquarters and wants a new one. So... what's that all about?
Again, that's fine. So if Trump is the one who says he wants a new FBI building, okay. But I still think that the FBI has been really shady about this whole thing. So that's why it's making news now that, that they were making misleading statements about it. Just tell the American people this is what it's going to cost. It just seems like there's so much, and I know this is government in general, but there's how many times have we, even in the past few months, we've heard, this is what we're going to do for the military parade, and then it turns out it's going to cost $400,000 more or whatever.
Right.
And then this is what the FBI building is going to be. Yeah.
We're misled at every turn. That's part of the problem. Maybe that's the point here.
Isn't that pretty swampy? And I thought that was supposed to be over.
Wait a minute. I thought we were draining the swamp.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Well, all of Washington, that side is built on that basin that is a swamp. That's one of the reasons they have a problem with the Washington Monument, is because it's built on a swamp and it moves. It doesn't stand up straight. So, let's see here. The new FBI building, it's the J. Edgar Hoover building, by the way. Everybody remembers that, right? Named after J. Edgar Hoover, who was one of the biggest clowns in the history of our country. one of the worst. Why is it named that? That I just assume if we're going to build a new building, we got a new name for it. I don't want to call the J. Edgar Hoover building. He was a bad guy.
Didn't he spy on Americans? And
yeah, he spied on everybody.
He had on people.
Number
on,
right. He threatened Kennedy because of his affairs. He was a bad dude. Plus the fact that his second in command was his bed partner. Not that that's bad in and of itself, but he had all kinds of special things before people talked about other people being gay. And he was doing numbers on people and their sexuality. He was a hypocrite. He was a power-crazed zealot. He was a bad guy. I don't want the new FBI headquarters name, but for no other reason, they should tear the old building down and get rid of him and his image, what he's all about. So now that we didn't know what we don't know, now we do know what we don't know, and we don't like what we do know. Do you get that?
Got it.
Got it. All right. So the new, and supposedly New York Magazine says Trump is obsessed with building a new FBI building.
Maybe he is.
Yeah. Well,
does he want to just call it the Trump building? Maybe he wants
the Trump FBI building. Yeah, there we go. No, that's being facetious. The FBI building belongs to the United States government. Apparently, they're going to move it while they tear it down over to Quantico to the naval headquarters there. Why do they need it in Washington anyway? Why do we need an FBI? How about that for a question?
Right? I don't think it's going anywhere.
Oh, but think about what it does. What it has done. It's been abused.
Like a, it's like these people who
it's
get
a black
so
ops
alarmed.
Building. They don't have any budget. You'll never find what the budget is for the FBI. You won't find a budget for the CIA.
Well, then maybe that's why they didn't tell anyone how much the building's going to cost.
I don't see that anywhere. I'm looking around at five different stories. I can't find what it's going to cost.
Right, exactly. But, you know, okay. But people talk about it. I never understand when people say, oh, such and such candidate, because there's so many primaries right now, such and such candidate, oh, wants to abolish ICE. Like, that's a bad thing. I don't understand why. It doesn't mean that nothing is going to be policing immigration. It just, the people who are, say, let's abolish ICE, have a different agency handle all those things, because ICE is a disaster. If you want to talk about an agency that is so backwards and can't get out of its own way, it's ICE. And
there
the FBI is not far behind that.
One of the things when you think about what Trump has said, and I don't want to belabor this, but the draining the swamp thing was to get rid of some of these departments. Get rid of them. The education department's a mess. If we need
Betsy
an education
DeVos
department.
Isn't helping that one.
No, she isn't. So there's, but the whole thing, and this is the drain the swamp thing. When are we going to start draining the swamp?
Right.
Drain it.
All right.
Let's go for it. All right, let's talk about your teeth. You want to know for a little bit? Your teeth, Kara's teeth, my teeth, and everybody who is listening who has a problem, or at least maybe you haven't acknowledged that you got a problem, but if your teeth have yellow stains on them, you got a problem. Because people don't like looking at that, and you shouldn't like looking at it either, especially when it's so easy to get rid of. It's super easy. Your smile is super important, and it's super easy to clean it up. The red wine, the coffee, the tea, the smoking, whatever it is, you want to grin, you have a nice grin, so let's enhance it with, not the whitening products that have been around, the whitening strips and the trays and all that stuff. New gels, yuckabunga. Messy! Guess what? There's a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works, as I say, in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays. You put it on, you snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile in 5 minutes. The stains are beginning to disappear. Power Swabs removes those stains, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call 800-208-1797. This is an opportunity for you to whiten up those teeth. Inexpensive. Mention the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. 21 after the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Change at the hour here on the DJV program for this Thursday. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and Michael Jackson all together here. Fans around the world yesterday gathering to have a party. It was the diamond celebration of Michael Jackson's birthday. He would have been 60. What do you suppose life would be like for him now? What would the scenario be? Ever think about how he would look as he got older? There must be somebody who's done those, what do they call those things, not holograms, when you get older they project what you look
that
like.
That software when they age
you.
Yeah,
there's some kind of, yeah, right. Yeah. Tributes, music, dance, brand new remix of the Jackson Greatest Hits album from Mark Ronson. Is that what we're listening to here?
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is his mega mix.
Be careful who you love. Be careful what you do. Let the lie become the truth.
So what do we think of this? I've always liked this song. This is one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. Wow, listen to that. Slipping, cueing those discs, man. Mark Ronson teaming with Sony Music and the Jackson Estate to release Michael Jackson's X. Mark Ronson, Diamonds Are Invincible. 5-minute megamix of some of Jackson's most iconic hits from Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Want to be starting something? Billie Jean, Smooth Criminal, Human Nature, You Rock My World, and The Way You Make Me Feel. An amazing, some people say awe-inspiring mix. Insanely intimidating. It's a big task. You need hours and hours to fit all of Michael's tunes into one track, according to Mr. Ronson. The remix was just part of a suite of celebrations planned for the milestone birthday, including a special performance of the Michael Jackson 1 Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas. That was last night, celebrating at the Daylight Beach Club at Mandalay Bay. Appearances by Jackson's children, Paris and Prince, as well as Jackie and Tito, his brothers. Other celebrities who attended, let's see, Gabriel Union was there, Vanessa Hudgens. I never pronounce your name right, do I?
Hudgens.
We always add random letters to names.
Right. Ashley Simpson Ross. Ashley Simpson is how you know her. Evan Ross, husband. Blake Griffin. tributes on social media came from Pharrell Williams, Smokey Robinson, Debbie Allen, the choreographer, Iman.
Iman.
I never pronounced my name right.
David Bowie's wife, the famous
Imus
supermodel.
Iman, right. Oh. Who is she married to?
She was married to David Bowie for
David Bowie,
forever. Yeah. And But she was in one of Michael Jackson's more iconic videos. So, they became friends.
Yeah. All right, so that's the story of the remix. Another way for the Jackson estate to make a couple of more million bucks. Not a bad deal for them.
I think Martin Ronson's a weird choice for that.
Because?
He's not, because he's more of a producer and less of a DJ. And I think a DJ would have done a better job with this from what I've heard so far.
So you don't like what you hear?
It feels clunky.
Yeah, I just switched over to his normal songs because when I was, it's, you know, like a 5-minute mix. And when I was listening through it, it just, I felt like it focused too much on some of the, like, instrumental parts. Like, I love so many Michael Jackson songs, and it takes too long to get from each song to the next one.
It's
just
kind of
like sitting in the middle, like, okay, this is fine.
See, that's what I mean. He's not really a DJ. I think a DJ would have done a much better job with that. Huh. Pauly D. We should have had Pauly D do it.
No, I'm a distraction. You should have had me do it.
No, you're not. Doug, you're not a DJ.
The DJ.
You're not that kind of DJ. No.
I was.
You're not that kind of DJ.
I could slip cue the songs with the best of them. Come up with a story and wrap it around the intro, the music intro.
Oh boy.
I could do it great. Let me try this. Send some of those things to me, and I'll put them together, Kara. And wait till you hear what comes out of it. Listen to that. Yeah, see, Michael Jackson agrees. He just went, when I said, let me do it. We are in the focus of today being Thursday, on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Except, don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person, not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican nominee for Florida governor is defending himself against accusations that he was making a racist comment when he said this following his primary victory on Tuesday.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
That's current Congressman Ron DeSantis, who made that remark in connection with his opponent in November, Andrew Gillum. Last night, DeSantis explained,
I believe people should be judged based on their ability and character regardless of race, but it's because of that that I know that socialism won't work in Florida. It's not good for any race, color, or creed. So this is not about race.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News. The special counsel's team now asking a court for more time to decide whether to seek a retrial for Paul Manafort. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. And find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We always have a promise at the beginning of every day. Today is no exception to that. We promise that we will do our best. Sounds like the Pledge of Allegiance, right? Or some pledge. We promise to do the best for God and country, for broadcast. But no, we promise to do the best for you because you're the ones, you're the reason we're living.
For God and country. That sounds very British.
Doesn't
it,
though?
It does.
All right. Victoria Keel is here.
It's appropriate because what's trending is a British story.
Let's hear it.
All right. Prince Harry is trending right now because he stole the show at London's West End last night. He and Meghan Markle appeared at the a showing of Hamilton, and it was for a charity that Prince Harry works with for HIV. And the Duke of Sussex, that's his official title now, he basically watched the show and at the end got up on stage and started singing one of the lines from the George III character, which is his sixth great-grandfather. So Lin-Manuel Miranda was also there in the audience and sat next to Harry and said it totally blew his mind to be sitting next to the sixth great-grandson of George III as he wrote this musical about us leaving George III, and that must have had some moments of awkwardness as America was starting to break away from the crown. But apparently Meghan and Harry loved Hamilton, like everybody else seems to. If I could ever get a ticket, I would probably love it too. And afterwards, they did a meet and greet with all of the cast and took lots of pictures, and Lin-Manuel Miranda said that it was just the greatest moment of his life. He said he just couldn't believe that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle showed up for it. And, of course, which is sort of a little surprising, but I didn't know this. Hamilton is actually the number one selling show in London. You wouldn't think that there maybe would be that big of an audience for it, but apparently there is.
It's got a lot of positive buzz. But what I saw was more focus on what Meghan was wearing, some sort of a tux outfit. I saw it described as a tight tux outfit.
I've only seen pictures of her from the waist up, but it looks like she's wearing like a tuxedo kind of pantsuit.
Yeah,
it's not a pantsuit.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just one of those tuxedo dresses where it's like looks like a suit jacket, but it's like got the buttons. Yeah, and then it's just a dress.
Oh, okay.
So what I saw yesterday, every day we're all reading something or hearing something or thinking something about Meghan Markle and her new life over there and all the attention. The fellow that played her father on Suits yesterday was quoted as telling her real father to basically grow up, which I thought was rather interesting. He relayed a story about what he said to her. He walked her down the aisle. The last scene in Suits before Meghan Markle leaves the show with the fellow that she was married to on the show, they both left. And so the final scene was this fellow, I'm trying to remember his name, the actor's name. I was watching Suits last night, and that's what made me think about this, too. The fellow that played her father is a very well-established actor. Everybody knows. I know his face. I just can't remember his name. So anyway, he says that walking her down the aisle, he was talking to her, and they were in between takes talking about her real marriage and who was going to walk her down the aisle, and she told him that she didn't know. And apparently there was some thought given because of the closeness of the crew, the closeness of the close-knit family that was created around the TV show, that he, in fact, would walk her down the aisle in the real marriage. Which I thought was kind of interesting. That didn't happen. And now that I'm thinking about it, I don't even remember who walked her down the aisle.
No one. She walked herself three quarters of the way, and the final, in that the smaller part of the chapel where they got married, Prince Charles took her the last.
Oh, that's right. Charles took her the rest.
Yeah, it was nice, though. It was if her own father wasn't a crackpot and could have shown up, you know, that would have been obviously ideal. But it was nice that Prince Charles stepped in.
I just thought it was interesting how life imitates, or what is it?
Art imitates
art
life.
Art imitates life. Yeah. Right. And he and she, the father on the show.
Was he there at the wedding?
Yeah. All the cast from Suits was at the wedding.
I haven't seen enough of the show to recognize all of them. But.
Yeah. It's a good show, actually. It's quite an interesting drama, the way they all fit together. The pieces, they remove the two that left and they replace them with two other people, including Katherine Heigl, who's fit into the drama quite well. So, anyway.
She needed a comeback, so that's good for her.
Yeah, she did. She needed something new. Meanwhile, today is the celebration of your beach time, National Beach Day. Just started a couple of years ago, paying homage to the beauty of the beaches that we have, calling attention to keeping them clean. Fellow lady from Southern California, Colleen Page, started this National Beach Day as a tribute to the places where she spent a lot of days growing up. She also wanted to make sure that visitors act responsibly and ensure they are not harming the wildlife and the animals who call the water their home. Every year, millions of beach animals die from the trash and the debris that we all have been talking about, the plastic and the other stuff, cigarette butts, whatever. People just throwing, how are you so damned irresponsible? How are you so selfish? By simply cleaning up before you leave, you reduce the risk of animals getting trapped or tangled in your trash. Lessen the chance that their homes will be destroyed by garbage or waste. That's really what National Beach Day is all about, paying attention to what we have as a real treasure. You know, a lot of countries don't have. We have fabulous beaches. Think about how much coastline we have and the beaches that are there. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
1948, the Clean Water Act set water quality and pollution control standards to keep America's waters clean, especially the beaches. Not doing a particularly good job there. 1972, the Coast Zone Management Act was passed by Congress, aiming to preserve, protect, develop, and where possible, restore and enhance the resources of our coastal zone. Again, we have so much beauty in this country, and our beaches may be, for me anyway, I love the beach, the water. As a matter of fact, I'm going to California to spend the weekend with my two children and my grandson this weekend. Megan called me last night. She said, Dad, bring your swimming trunks. She said, Miles has now decided that he wants to swim every day, so we're going to go Saturday out to the beach. So you can go in, and even though the water is cold, he's... And, oh, yeah, the Pacific water is cold. It's not, I mean, in comparison to Atlantic, but it's not so bad this time of year. But he
I
goes
was in the
in,
ocean yesterday. It was beautiful.
Yeah, well, Pacific water is colder than Atlantic water, for whatever the reason. Anyway, so he goes into the water and he won't come out even if his teeth are chattering. He's turning blue and he's... Anyway, the Beach Act was passed in 2000, requires the EPA to develop criteria for testing, monitoring, and notifying public users of coastal recreation water problems that we may have. Just keep in mind, not necessarily all that, just be... Clean up after yourself.
Exactly. And pick up any trash that you see on the beach.
Right.
Because plastic bags take off. I saw this yesterday. Well, a lot of beaches in New Jersey don't allow you to even bring food onto the beach, which I think is great. But in certain beaches you can. But I see plastic bags flying around when people bring their food.
Yeah, right.
That can kill so many things. Right. One plastic bag can kill turtles. It can kill fish.
And by the way, this is not just a problem. In our country, there are 300 destroyed floating around, pardon the pun, of the sea turtles that were found dead near the southern coast of Mexico on the beach there. Hundreds of these sea turtles died after they got entangled in an illegal fishing net off the coast. The net is prohibited mostly because of what happens and what happened to these 300 turtles. This is not pollution, but it still underscores the need to protect some of these things like the sea turtles. And so you look at some of the video of this. It shows all the corpses of these turtles, a mess. Yeah, it is kind of a mess. It really is. So we have so many treasures in the world. Let's protect them as we can. I'm not somebody who says, let's go, you know, protect every endangered species, because I think that's gotten out of control with some of the birds and stuff. But these turtles, there aren't a lot of them around.
No.
And they provide a very important ecological performance. There's the for many of the of these, if you will, the endangered species, they provide a necessary balance in Mother Nature. What they eat, what other beings eat when they're around, you know, that kind of stuff. It's the chain. It's the sort of food chain.
Yep.
All right, let's television ourselves. What do we have that's on TV tonight, Victoria? Jennifer's not here. It falls to you to bring us up to date on what's around.
Well, if Jen was here, she would still mention that Jersey Shore Family Reunion or Family Vacation is new tonight at 8 p.m. on MTV. The roommates rally around Ron as the truth about his relationship comes to light. At 8 p.m. on ABC, The Gong Show is brand new, and that features celebrity judges Ken Jeong, Chelsea Peretti, Adam Devine, and the host is, of course, Mike Myers.
He doesn't look like Mike Myers. They make him up to look like the old host of the original Gong Show.
Is that who he's supposed to look like?
Yeah,
I never got it.
I don't think he does, but it's silly. This is silly. That's all. The Gong Show was always just silly. It's just silly. Silly stuff. Like, well, silly, on CBS, watch The Gong Show.
Right. On CBS at 9, it's a new episode of Big Brother. It's following a live vote. A house guest is evicted. And it's something that's kind of interesting. There's a new show called Nightwatch Nation. And this follows first responders all around the country. So if that's your thing.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's brand new at 10 on A&E. And then, if you want a little bit of modern history, on the History Channel at 10 tonight is John McCain, American Maverick. And it's a profile of John McCain, who was shot down as a Navy pilot in 1967 while on a bombing mission over Hanoi, and it explores how he got through his time as a POW, and in 1981 he moved to Phoenix and entered politics, so you can see.
Have you seen the billboards around? There are billboards celebrating that have been put up. I'm not sure who put them up, but there are two or three in my area, up and down a couple of major thoroughfares that I saw yesterday, just memorializing John McCain, American hero, and the dates of his birth and death.
I have not seen that. That's interesting.
Paying for those. Yeah.
Well, you know, did you hear yesterday that, you know, we were talking about there was a move or a bill proposed by, I think you said it was Chuck Schumer, to rename the Senate building, take it away from whoever the guy was, the segregationalist that none of us agreed with. So, and they want to rename it the John McCain building. Well, yesterday, Google actually did rename it on their maps.
Really?
And so it kind of started trending, and everyone said it was nice that Google just, you know, paid their own tribute and said, forget about the politics of it, we're going to just call it that today. So
that
if you looked
anyway
on a map yesterday on any Google map, it would have shown you that it was John McCain building.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, in television news, national, this is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which does the television, and then NPR, which does the radio side of public broadcasting, call it pub radio and pub TV in the industry, have found a Trump bump in viewing and listening, which I find interesting. People saying that they are watching more, listening more since the election. 74% agree that they are looking for a source of news that is not fake. That's the top line finding in the latest tech survey study conducted for the public entities. Overriding themes include the power of voice. That is what's happening with these smart speakers. You can't get television with a smart speaker, though, right? It's just audio? Or does Alexa turn on TVs as well as
Alexa
radios?
Can control your TV, too, yeah. If you have a smart TV, if you have the right type of TV, if you have an Amazon Fire TV, then Alexa can control everything. But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that study. It just in my circle, I've heard a lot more mentions of NPR than I ever have before.
Yeah.
Just people saying, oh, I heard this on NPR the other day, or I was listening to NPR. It's so funny that more and more people in my age bracket in my group are paying attention to that, and maybe it's I didn't even think about asking why. I just figured NPR has good content.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Trump pump. Interesting. All right, let me give you a moment to think about something that's really good for you. If you're in the arena that a lot of people are in, lots of people, I'm talking about half the country's on a diet trying to lose weight for obvious reasons. So maybe you change the way you eat, but you also get into helping your body control or maintain itself by adding collagen back in. Collagen is the main protein source of your body, and you start not producing as much when you get into your 30s. So that's where Calitrin comes in. It enhances, supplements, if you will, collagen protein, and by doing that, it helps to burn off the fat in your body, and thus you lose the weight. No adverse effects because it's all natural. Benefits of this thing are as long as my arm. But the important thing is you're going to lose the weight. So get the product by going to toploss.com, 10% off, and use the DJV code. That's toploss.com to lose the weight safely, effectively. Toploss.com, special 10% deal. Lose the weight, save the money at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
3 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for us to focus on technology as we do every day at this time. Tech Talk with Victoria Keevan, starting with a focus on Spotify. As you send your youngsters off to college, maybe they've got a plan you don't know about. Ha ha!
Or here is a plan that you might want to have them sign up for. So last September, Spotify announced a bundle with Hulu for college students that cost only $5 a month, which is a great deal. You get Hulu for TV viewing, and you get Spotify for music. And so now they are dramatically improving that bundle, and they've added a Showtime subscription for no additional charge. So for $5 a month, if you're a college kid, listen up. You get Showtime, Hulu, and Spotify for $5 a month. So that is pretty much the best and cheapest plan you could possibly get. So college students in the U.S. will have access to Spotify's updated premium plan for students, and that includes Spotify Premium, which is normally $10 a month, Hulu's limited commercial plan, which is another $8 a month, and then Showtime's $11 a month, so you're really saving a lot of money by only paying $5 a month. Existing student users can log into their accounts and add the Showtime option if they want within the next, and they get free, but first 3 months of service will only cost them 99 cents. And Hulu has, or Spotify has already signed up millions of college students, they say, with this plan, and the addition of Showtime is only just going to make it even more enticing. Now for Showtime, this is the best possible move that they could make because it gets them in front of the entire next generation of potential premium cable subscribers. Well, I don't know that it's going to be cable subscribers, but it at least will give Showtime an audience with college kids, and they'll start probably changing some of their programming by getting in front of all those viewers at that age, because that's, you know, the standalone subscriptions to Showtime and HBO and all the major networks that offer it have actually gone way up because a lot of people have ditched their cable. So Showtime said, we had to figure out ways to get into a place where kids could stream us easily. There's no other brand out there that's already done that with better than Spotify, so they said it was probably the best match they could make. I agree with that. I think it's a great deal. $5 a month, go for it. I'd
go
enroll
for
in
it.
College again just to save money.
Let's go back to the thrilling days of yesteryear when we were all in college. Hooray! All right, Google, in the final stages of opening a brick-and-mortar store in Chicago. Let's find out how that's going to work.
The Geek Out. Google is looking to open a store, a real brick-and-mortar store. Different Chicago news outlets are reporting that Google is in the final stages of a deal to open a 14,000-square-foot location in the trendy Chicago Fulton Market District. Now that Google has an ever-growing line of hardware, diving into a physical retail space makes sense. Look for a shop filled with Nest smart home products, Daydream VR headsets, and the line of Pixel smartphones. Remember, Amazon has been testing a fully automated convenience store in Seattle and now also owns the Whole Foods grocery chain. The Chicago location is near Google's Midwest headquarters. No date has been announced, but logic points to a pre-holiday debut for Google's first real store.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, what's your relationship like with your email, Yahoo Mail, for example? Do you know what they're doing? If you're at Yahoo, perhaps you ought to listen to Victoria give you a little of the old one, too, here on Yahoo Mail.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal has reported that Yahoo Mail is still, even though they said they weren't anymore, but they are still scanning users' emails for data to sell to advertisers. So Yahoo's owners, a company called Oath, they are reportedly in talks with advertisers to provide a service that would scan their 200 million Yahoo Mail inboxes for insights on whether users are frequent flyers, self-employed, and other qualities that they can glean from retail emails that they receive. So you can go in and opt out of this. It's not easy. I would just suggest if you don't really use your Yahoo Mail, then just ditch it completely and move on to a different free mail like Gmail, or there's a million other ones out there. But Yahoo is just no good. And we remember in 2017, 3 billion of its accounts were breached. So don't trust Yahoo Mail is the takeaway.
Bottom line, Yahoo for Yahoo. Yahoo's run by Yahoos. That's the way to remember it. Yahoo run by Yahoos. Take that with you at 59.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.